BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The authorities in the US state of Utah have detained a suspect in connection with the murder of the right-wing activist Charlie Kirk after a two-day manhunt. Officials said Tyler Robinson was taken into custody after confessing to Wednesday's shooting. US media say his father turned him in. Here's Neda Taufik.
He is currently being held at a Utah jail on suspected aggravated murder and other charges. Utah prosecutors have until Tuesday to formally charge him in the way they see fit. Of course, the fact that he's in custody doesn't mean that the investigation is ending. They say that they are still executing search warrants. They are still combing through evidence to piece together what they think will be appropriate charges in this case. But Utah's governor, Spencer Cox, has already said they are going to seek the death penalty.
Nepal is its first female head of government. Sushila Karki, a former Supreme Court Chief Justice, was sworn in as interim Prime Minister after anti-government protesters forced her predecessor from office. One of her first acts was to ask the President to dissolve Parliament, a key demand of demonstrators. Here's Anvarasa Natarajan.
She is highly respected within the country. The fact that the youth, or Gen Z, who were protesting against the previous government, chose her as the leader so that she can clean up and she can hold a free and fair election shows what kind of respect she has. And there has been widespread welcome and people saying she's the right person to lead this country at a time of difficulty.
Denmark, France and Germany have launched a new mission to bolster NATO's eastern flank in response to Russian drone incursions into Polish airspace early on Wednesday. At a meeting of the UN Security Council, Ukraine's representative Andriy Melnyk insisted the incursions could only have resulted from a conscious decision by Russia to escalate the war. Dorothy Camille Shea, the US representative at the UN, reiterated America's support.
The United States stands by our NATO allies in the face of these alarming airspace violations. The United States is consulting with Poland and our other NATO allies under Article 4 of the North Atlantic Treaty. And rest assured, we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
The US says it backs the Philippines in its protest over China's plan for a nature reserve in an area of the South China Sea claimed by both countries. The Secretary of State described Beijing's proposal in the Scarborough Show as a coercive strategy to advance its maritime claims. Marco Rubio said the move undermined regional stability. BBC News. The Trump administration says it's suspending a plan to deepen economic and diplomatic ties with Kosovo, accusing the interim government of increasing tensions and instability. The US embassy in Pristina said the caretaker Prime Minister Albin Kurti was jeopardizing progress made over many years. 7 months after parliamentary elections, Kosovo still has no functioning parliament, with the ruling party refusing to accept a deputy speaker from a party representing the ethnic Serb minority. Secondary schools in two neighbouring towns in the Netherlands were closed throughout Friday because of a spate of violence involving two groups of young people. The measures were aimed at restoring calm after photos and videos circulated of teenagers being hurt or sexually abused. Judicial authorities in Greece have granted conditional release to the leader of the neo-Nazi party Golden Dawn. Nikos Michaloliakos has served 5 of his 13-year sentence, but will spend the remainder at home on health grounds. Austrian church authorities have criticised 3 nuns in their 80s for going back to their abandoned convent in the Alps just outside Salzburg. The nuns say they never wanted the old people's home they were moved into. Bethany Bell reports.
The 3 nuns say they were taken out of the convent against their will. Their order was officially dissolved 1.5 years ago because of dwindling numbers. But the nuns say they were granted a lifelong right of residence at the convent as long as their health and mental capacity allowed. However, in December 2023, they were moved to a care home. This month, they moved back to their convent, helped by a group of former students. Provost Markus Grassel from Reichersberg Abbey, who's responsible for the nuns, said the decision was completely incomprehensible. He said the rooms at the convent were no longer usable.
BBC News.